The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, do you have questions about your mortgage? Is the rate of your mortgage rising and you're not sure why? Well, fear not. To answer all your questions about mortgages, we're joined by our Monday expert, Managing Director of Dottl.ie, Martina Hennessy. Martina, good morning. Hello, hello. Martina, can you hear me?
I can.
Very good. Now, lots of questions coming in, but a few basic ones first. Interest rates generally are predicted to rise. Is it too late, by and large, to get a good fixed rate?
No, Pat. I suppose you know that to date, Finance Ireland, ICS and Avant Money have all increased their rates. But there's still a big difference on market between lenders and between rates. Like most of the pillar banks have the more popular 4 to 5 year fixed rates range from 2.05% right up to 3%. So if you're with an existing lender and looking at fixing in or looking at maybe breaking out to fix in for a longer term period, it's a really good time to do it now. It's nearly like the golden hour before rates start to increase further because many of the banks haven't started to increase their rates. So my advice would be to anybody who has an existing mortgage coming to the end of a fixed rate on a variable rate or just generally concerned that when they roll out their fixed, you know, the fixed rates may be higher, now's the time to look to see if you can secure a longer term fixed rate or a medium term fixed rate just to safeguard yourself against interest rate increases, which are very much expected.
Now, are there really good value rates around, and does it depend on how long you go for? I mean, could you fix for the last 15 years of your mortgage, for instance?
Yep, absolutely. And I suppose that it tends to be the case that the longer you fix for it, the more expensive it is, so the more costly it is. So pricing can sometimes dictate the length of time that people will fix for. So the longer term fixed rates tend to be priced higher than, say, the shorter 3, 4 and 5 year fixed rates. And it's, you know, when an individual is looking at whether they can, you know, whether they want to lock in for longer, it can come down to pricing, Pat, because they can say, God, you know what, the monthly commitment, it's just too high to go with the longer rates. But absolutely, the longer you fix, the longer you have security over what your repayments are, because the fixed rate means that your repayments don't increase during the fixed period. So regardless of what's happening in the market, you know that, you know, you're fixed for a certain period of time, your repayments won't change. And there's over 220,000 households still on standard variable rates of up to 4.5%. So there's a massive opportunity for them to now look and to fix. And to fix in, the fixed rates are lower than those standard variable rates. So it's just to take the time to understand what your rate is and to lock down a good, strong rate before we see, you know, additional ECB rate increases and before the banks start to really pass on those rate changes.
Now, if you're already on a fixed, and maybe you've got another couple of years to run on it, can you fix again right now?
Yep, so many of our clients will come to us and they'd say, OK, I'm 2 years into a 5 year fixed rate. I'm worried that when I roll off that fixed rate, what are rates going to be like? So absolutely, you can look to break out of the current fixed rate and to lock in again. The big key point would be that you need to check if there's a break penalty to break out of the fixed rate. So the banks basically will have a contract with the bank for a particular period of time for that fixed rate, and they'll look at the funding costs. And if they have an incremental cost for you to break out of that rate and lock in again, they will pass that on to you. So you'll get charged that fixed rate penalty, it's called. Now, over the last 6 months, funding costs have increased. So that has meant that the potential for break penalty has decreased. So if somebody called the bank last year and asked would there be a break penalty to break out of their current fixed rate, they probably would have been quoted a substantial amount to break out. Whereas now, because funding costs have increased for the banks and the way the calculation works for that break penalty, you may be unlikely to have a break penalty. So if you're curious as to whether you could break out and would it cost you, certainly call your lender. They'll run the calculation as to the break penalty and then understand what rates they would offer you versus what other rates are on market. Because if you're locking into a fixed term, you're best to lock in as low as possible because you'll be paying that fixed rate in repayment over a long number of years.
Now, some of the examples of people's dilemmas. Tony in Fox Rock said, I started a 5 year fixed rate at 2.15% with AIB Green Mortgage a few months ago. We're now worried that we should have looked elsewhere for a longer fixed rate, even at a higher rate. Any advice would be appreciated. We presume there would be a cost to break out of the agreement. So they're worried they've only got a 5 year horizon on this fixed rate a few months ago. They'd like longer.
Yeah, and I appreciate where Tony's coming from. Again, many people are kind of concerned now what rate they'll have when they roll off. But the five-year fixed rate at that 2.15%, the green rate with AIB, that's actually the lowest five-year fixed on market. And if they've just locked into that rate now, they do have 5 years to run it. So that's the first thing I'd say. It's an extremely strong and competitive rate. So it's not all bad news in that case. But if they're concerned that, you know what's the state play in 5 years' time, and it's very difficult to predict what rates will be like, what I would say is, again, the funding cost, it would be worth calling AIB to see would there be a potential to break out of that fixed rate, or would there be a penalty to do so, and that'll help you calculate the cost benefit of doing so. AIB have some longer term fixed rates. For example, they have a 10-year fixed at 3.2, but there's a substantial difference between that and the current rate for that caller if they're on 2.15%. In looking to market, I'd always say, God, you should look to market if you're thinking of breaking out and fixing again. But if you've just started the mortgage, and it seems like they've just started the mortgage a few months ago, you have to have repaid your mortgage for up to 12 months before a new lender will take you on. So really, in this case, this mortgage holder should perhaps call AIB if they're concerned and look at what other options are with AIB, and noting that 10-year fixed rate is available, but at a higher rate.
Currently on a five-year fixed rate, 2.95% with PTSB, began in November 2019, therefore it runs until November 2024. Can I ask PTSB itself for another 5 years now, or can I switch to another bank at a lower fixed rate now without penalty? From Judith.
Yep. Okay. So for Judith, then absolutely, she can contact PTSB. She's in the middle of her fixed rate, if it's until 2024. So she would have to ask if there would be a break penalty to break out of that fixed rate. Assuming that break penalty is zero, or assuming it makes sense financially for Judith to move to another rate, then absolutely she can look to another lender for a new mortgage offering, or she can ask PTSB to lock in again on one of their existing rates. So if she started a new, say, 5-year fixed contract now, she would have it obviously running, until 2027, so that might give her increased security. But again, I suppose if you look at it in a 2.95% rate of PTSB, there are lower rates on market, so Judith should definitely do a little homework, get some market-based advice from a broker, or do her research herself as to what rate she could secure, because those 4 and 5 year fixed rates run on market from 2.05% right up to 3%. So there's a big difference if you're paying, on that higher rate, almost 1% for 5 years. It makes a big difference. So absolutely, Judith can look to look for, a breakout and look at another lender, or to lock in with PTSB again. The big thing just to check if there's a break funding fee.
I bought my house with cash a year ago. After some refurbishment, I'm now looking to extract the cash I put in for investment purposes. I'm self-employed and not currently receiving an income from my business, but do derive an income from rental properties. What options are open to me for refinancing? That's Michael in Barntown. So he's a house that he bought for cash. I presume he could just take out a mortgage on it. But they may say, where's your income?
And there's 2 points to that, absolutely, Pat. So one point would be, where's your income? So the lenders look at income derived from, from trade or from earnings. So not all lenders will take rental income or from investment properties into account, because you could sell those investment properties and there wouldn't be an income there. So in most cases, you'd have to look at the income and whether a mortgage would be extended to this caller on the basis that they don't have an income from trade. The second point would be, if you're looking to release equity out of a home, it has to be for specific purposes, because again, your home under consumer protection, when you're taking out a mortgage, you can't just release equity for any specific purpose. So if the purpose is for investment, the lenders would be very strict on, why, what, in the release of funds from a home. I suppose, the real reasons for release of equity are home improvements, or they can sometimes be educational loans, but they're very strict. The banks are very strict on the release of equity. Again, just from the protection of the consumer, being the fact that the property or the security is their family home. It can't be for release of funds for speculative investment or anything like that. So I suppose the 2 points there would be income, and they would also be the purpose of the release and what those funds are being used for. They can't be used for speculative investment or investment. There's a narrow focus when it's a home loan. It's different if it's a buy-to-let property, but certainly with a home loan, that protection needs to be there, and this consumer protection rules around what the lenders can release equity for. So just to be aware of those 2 points.
My tracker mortgage is 0.8% above ECB. PTSB has increased that to 1.3%. Now, the ECB base rate is only 0%, having been negative previous to the rise. Am I being overcharged?
No, with a tracker rate, you are automatically linked directly. So your margin, that 0.8%, is linked directly to the ECB base rate. So for the last 6 years, we've been, you know, had a base rate of 0% and seen no increases. And before that, as the caller says, there was a negative position. So, you know, in July, the ECB base rate went up by 0.5%. So you're going to be directly and immediately impacted by that. So hence that increased rate to 1.3% from the 0.8% position. There's also expected to be another rate increase, or the, you know, it's muted that there'll be a rate increase, an ECB base rate increase in September. So anytime the ECB rate increases, it will directly impact that caller, because their rate is a tracker mortgage directly linked to the ECB base rate. So when the ECB base rate increases, so too will your rate, directly by the amount of the base rate increase. So 0.5% in July, and it is expected that it could be up to another 0.5% in next month, which would bring the rate up to 1.8% then.
Still very,
so just
very
to be aware,
good.
Yes. Yeah, it's still extremely good. I suppose one of the things about the trackers, you know, anybody who has a tracker, it's always been the case that, you know, they're such a valuable product. It depends how much you have left on term you've left on the tracker mortgage. So there was no trackers available from 2008. So anybody who has a tracker has had it for 14 years. Sometimes clients would say, God, you know, I can get a 10-year fixed rate for X amount and I want to lock down the security. That's the only reason that sometimes our clients will move off a tracker. If they feel that they've a short term left in their fixed rate, they're concerned about rate increases, and they can get an extremely low, you know, longer term or medium term fixed rates that would see them out of their mortgage, if you know what I mean, to the mortgage to completion, yeah. With a strong loan to value that can sometimes be attractive to customers.
Okay, very briefly, a final one. Purchasing a new house next month, we have a green mortgage at 2.7%. Happy days. We're delighted. Question is, after 5 years, if there's a better deal from another bank, can we switch to that deal, given that we're receiving cash back from the bank that's giving us our mortgage?
Yep, so there's absolutely no clawback on cashback. So cashback is one of these offers. EBS, Bank of Ireland, PTSB offer cashback. So it's 2% of the mortgage at the time of drawdown. In general, the rate you get with the cashback offer can be higher. So in that case, a 2.7% green rate is higher than you could achieve without cashback. Okay, so that's just one thing. There's no clawback on cashback. So absolutely, at the end of the five-year period, that caller can switch to a better rate, secure a better mortgage on market, and not be concerned that there'll be clawback on that cashback. Absolutely won't be.
Okay, Martina, we have to leave it there. Martina Hennessy, Managing Director of Doddle.ie.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.